Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local. It's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Contreras to left, and the Cubs are going to have the lead.
Yeah, there he goes. Look at him.
Didn't miss that fastball in, and Contreras was letting everybody in the ballpark know about it.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
That feels sweet. That feels sweet, especially after getting hit again. That was the seventh time in 13 games that I got hit. I know it's not intentional, and but I still think that MLB should do something about it. The temper's gonna flare anytime soon because that's the way it feels. But I was able to handle that hit by pitch good, and then just wait for my opportunity to do something against them.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Sam Schmitz. Ryan Horvath to join us in the Horvath Happy Hour. There's this little show on the Odyssey app called BetQL Daily, and Horvath's pretty good at it. And so the brass at Odyssey keeps taking him away from us. But he is happy enough to join us in the 7 o'clock hour. So we'll talk Brewers Cubs with him. I want to look at some MVP odds in the NFL. With him, we could get to that as well, but I think it's going to be a lot about Brewers-Cubs today. I think it's going to be a lot about Wilson Contreras, specifically. I mean, this should be Luis Urias Day. Guy hits a home run, has found some plate discipline, looks like a completely different hitter than he did a week ago. And he's making plays in the infield. Okay. If this is what the Brewers thought they saw in him, all right, let's ride with Urias. Orlando Arcia, we love you, but the Brewers have moved on, so we must as well. All right, he hits a home run. Okay. But then Wilson Contreras hits a home run, and he was an interesting guy to have hit a home run. He got hit again in this game. And he says in that clip that we just played, he says, "I don't think it was intentional." Okay. He then later said, and I'll read this, "It feels good to shut them up." Now he's talking about you guys, Brewers fans. "When they boo me, I don't really care, but don't get sensitive when I do something like that. Tonight we sent a message. I think they picked the wrong guy to throw at. That was a message sent." So now he thinks he's getting hit intentionally. He says in that soundbite that he's been hit 7 of the last 13 games. At some point, don't you think that's a you problem, man? I mean, I don't think the league and pitchers and managers and pitching coaches throughout the league make a point to hit you. I mean, if you're crowding the plate, you're going to get hit. And some of these guys lean into pitches. The Mets won a game last week where Michael Conforto leaned into a pitch. And then he got a walk-off RBI walk. Bases loaded. Contreras last series, an at-bat where he got hit earlier in the at-bat, he was leaning into the pitch. So some guys will do that. Some guys crowd the plate, and then the pitchers will... I don't think any of this was intentional. I mean, if you're Wilson Contreras, you got hit in the head by Devin Williams. That sucks. And then you got hit again the next day last week. That sucks too. And then you got hit last night. Nah, that sucks too. But pitchers and hitters are going to constantly do this battle of stay off the strike zone, and batters like Wilson Contreras are going to keep trying to crowd the strike zone and make you pitch more in the middle of the strike zone to benefit them. To get maybe something off the plate even, to benefit the hitter. There's strategy to it all the time back and forth. And some guys are more willing to go there to try to get hit. Or at least understand they may get hit, but think that it's worth the risk reward in the long run. Contreras, you've been hit 7 of the last 13 games. What's more likely? That you crowd the plate and you're going to get hit that way, or the whole league is out to get you, specifically the Brewers, who are going to risk everything just to make you feel a little bit of pain. It's probably the former, the first one, is what it is. And now I think this is viewed differently by who you root for, unfortunately. If you're a Brewers fan like myself, you notice that, okay, this is probably all an accident. And if you're a Cubs fan, you think, oh, yeah, the Brewers are out to get my guy. No. So that's the problem I have with this. Now, Wilson Contreras hitting a home run and then pimping the hell out of it afterwards, it's hard for me to hate a guy for doing what I would do in the same situation. So if I was Wilson Contreras, I'm getting booed by the crowd, and now the crowd thinks that I'm the bad guy, even though I probably am a little bit. I'm going to pimp the hell out of that thing. I'm going to take my time. I'm going to do the shush. So I can't blame him for that. I can't blame Wilson Contreras for how he acted around the bases. I would do the same thing. But for him to think that these are intentional, that's where I draw the line on this. I'm not being too much of a homer, Sam, I hope. I think that I'm looking at this as a rational way. He's making this out of thin air. He's part of the problem.
Right, because, I mean, in that soundbite you played, on the one hand he says it's not intentional, and then, you know, 10 seconds later it's intentional. So where do you lie, Contreras? I mean, you see what happens when you try to pitch him middle or low in the zone. He's going to take a yard. So you have to pitch him high, or at least high and inside, at least to throw him off the plate. So it's a little fresh. My problem is that the Cubs as a whole keep running with it. And you saw what happened with Terapa trying to throw behind Woodruff. I mean, that's where I take offense, is when you try to hurt the starting pitcher of our team. That's where it's getting a little too far. And then Rizzo's trying to play it off like, oh, we didn't try to hit you, and trying to keep his guy in the game. It's like, come on. I like what Woodruff did. He's like, he's, you know, shooing him away. Like, yeah, come on. We know what's really happening here.
Yeah, if anybody should be mad, it should be Brandon Woodruff, who, that was intentional. I mean, Ryan Tepera threw behind Woodruff, which you just don't do to a pitcher. That was intentional. We'll break that down here in a second as well. But Wilson Contreras, I mean, a lot of this is centering around him. And if the Cubs want to use this to rally their team, they're not hitting well right now. You know, there's a lot of questions about the future of the Cubs. So if they need something to rally themselves, I mean, again, I'm trying to look at this from the greater picture. If the Cubs need to find a way to rally themselves, go ahead. I don't like it, but I get it. If Wilson Contreras wants to pimp the hell out of a home run to shut up the Brewers fans and keep this rivalry going, maybe make it as heated as it's been in a long time, that's fine. But you're not the victim if you do it on purpose. You're trying to crowd the plate. You're going to get hit in that way. Wilson Contreras afterwards said, yeah, it was a mistake by us to throw at the pitcher. Well, okay, one thing you're never supposed to do is admit that. You're throwing at a guy on purpose. Contreras did that afterwards on Marquee.
That probably was a mistake of us, like trying to hit the pitcher. Is not, I don't think he's the right guy to do it. So I think if we wanna hit somebody, have to be a position player.
And this gets back to, why are we still hitting guys on purpose anyway?
Right.
Guys, look, baseball, you have a guy standing at home plate. You have a pitcher trying to throw in a very specific area. Sometimes the ball is going to get loose. Javi Baez the other day, the ball got loose, very loose, from short to first.
He also threw his bat at Freddie.
Oh, yeah, Javi.
After a swing and miss.
Come on, man.
Not saying he threw it intentionally. He just slipped out of
his hand. A little frustration?
Yeah.
A little slippage? But Javi, when he threw it over to Rizzo in the field, hey, the ball got loose. Happens. Is anyone saying, oh, Javi Baez was intentionally trying to hit a fan? No, because that's ridiculous. So when you crowd the plate like this, and even like Devin Williams. Devin Williams working his way back from an injury. Ball slips. You think he meant to hit Wilson Contreras in the head?
Brad Boxberger making his first appearance the second time. You think he's trying to
hit Boxberger's Contreras? Not even there last Monday. Gets called up. You think he's going to take that opportunity to hit Contreras right away? No. If counsel came to him and said, hey, hit Contreras, I would think Brad Boxberger would say, that is dumb. I am not. I just got here. Whatever happened yesterday, that was a you guys problem. Counsel adamant that the Brewers are not trying to hit this guy on purpose, no matter what the Cubs say.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's been hit three times, so he gets hit a lot. I think I think it's the nature of how you have to pitch him and what he covers. We're trying to go inside there, and we're kind of missing spots a little bit. He is on the plate, but so there's a little less room for error in there, is what I'd say. But we're going to continue to pitch inside. We have to be able to do that.
Yeah. I mean, Contreras wants you to not pitch inside. So that's why he crowds the plate. So are you going to give in? Or are you going to keep pitching your way? If you keep pitching your way, Contreras is going to get hit. And then he's going to say that he got hit on purpose when he didn't. He's the one who started this. And we're just going to go back and forth and back and forth. And again, if you're a Cubs fan and you're listening, you're thinking, well, look at these stupid small brother, little brother Brewers, not understanding that we're the Cubs and the league's out to get us. Nobody likes Contreras. The league's out to get him. That's just simply not true. Nobody's out to get anybody. Both of these teams are trying to win a baseball game last night. They're not also, we want to win, but more importantly, let's try to hit a guy in the skull. Nobody's trying to do that. So tempers boiled. Contreras hits the home run, and that's the big story. Not because, you know, he pimped it out, but that won the Cubs the game. They win 3-2. Urias hit a homer. Urias, I should say, thank you. He had the home run for the Brewers in the second. Chris Bryant tacks one on in the fourth. Contreras gets the home run in the eighth, so the Cubs win 3-2. Some pitching decisions that Craig Counsell had to answer after the game regarding his bullpen. And Brandon Woodruff nearly getting hit because the Cubs trying to send a message. We've talked about the Contreras part of this. We'll talk about the Woodruff part of this. You guys can chime in 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. As the Brewers-Cubs rivalry is heating up once again, they've got the rubber match in this series later this afternoon. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz on the Fan.
I feel like it's been like that the past few years. They're always good games. And, you know, it's we get it. There's a little rivalry. But that's what makes these games fun. So, yeah, it seems like every time we play these guys, it's always going to be a close game and anything can kind of happen.
Brandon Woodruff says anything can happen in these games. Yeah, that's true. Including the pitcher batting and getting thrown behind. Now, when you throw behind the pitcher, that's a clear indication you're trying to send a message. Unless you're just that bad. I don't know much about Ryan Tepera, but he's not that bad. This was intentional. As Wilson Contreras admitted, Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz. So the Brewers, they lose 3-2 to the Cubs. Wilson Contreras gets the game-winning home run, which makes this all the more fascinating because he got hit again, and he thinks it's intentional. Now, Brewers have gotten hit, too, against the Cubs in these last five games that they've played. But it seems to be the Cubs who think that everything is intentional coming their way, and a lot of that's driven from Wilson Contreras, the catcher, who crowds the plate. And as Craig Counsell said, he's crowding the plate, and he doesn't want us to pitch inside where our guys like to pitch to try to get the guy out. So are we just going to say, okay, sir, you've won, or are we going to try to keep winning these at-bats? Contreras is putting himself in a situation where he's likely to get hit, and he does that knowing he's likely to get hit. So if he gets hit, he can't cry intentional. Now, when you get hit in the skull, as he did from Devin Williams, I understand you're going to be angry, but to say that Devin Williams purposely threw a ball at your head, it's just, you got to know that's not true when you're arguing that it is. And then he gets hit again, and then he gets hit last night. They're not out to get you. But the Cubs feel the need to retaliate, so they throw at Brandon Woodruff. They throw behind him. I'm going to play this off Bally Sports, and I'm going to break down sort of what happened for you. I can see the video, and I'll describe it. So Tepera on the mound, Woodruff, you know, he's at the plate. Here's the throw.
Threw right behind him.
Really?
All right, so it's way behind him, so Schroeder's upset. Levering's trying to figure out what's going on. Bally Sports, Wisconsin. Woodruff looks at Tepera.
Yeah, that's good.
Says, that's effed up. Says it. Which it is. See, this is where I wish I could swear. Because me telling you that's effed up, that doesn't mean it. I just want to say it. It's 2021. We can't swear on the radio yet.
One day.
One day.
One day we will be able to.
You can swear everywhere else.
Right.
Everywhere else. But not on terrestrial radio.
Mm-mm-mm. You see Brandon Woodruff talking to Ryan Tepera.
Then Woodruff goes back. He doesn't charge the mound. He doesn't charge anybody. He doesn't keep barking at Tepera. Now he's talking to the umpire. And the umpire's like, oh, God, this is interesting. So now they're talking.
I mean, really? You're going to do that?
Well, now Contreras is getting into the middle of it.
Now Rizzo's coming in.
Contreras, of course, is the catcher, so he's right there, and he's got to give his 2 cents. Rizzo starts barking for some reason. Woodruff looks down the line and says, bull. He says, that's bull poop. Shakes his hand. Rizzo's like, I don't understand. Why are you so upset, Mr. Woodruff?
See Rizzo and Woodruff talking to one another.
So Woodruff stays calm. I don't know how he stayed calm. He credits his upbringing. Good for him.
Credit to my parents. I was raised right. So I guess I was a little hot at first, but, you know, it's like reacting's not going to solve anything, you know. So I just go back out and pitch and get them out and let that do the talking. So, you know, I've never been thrown out before, but so it's crazy. You know, that's just part of the rivalry. You know, I get it. Tensions get a little hot, but it is what it is. So.
All right. I mean, he's doing a real nice job of diffusing the situation, because if anybody should be mad at any of this, it's Brandon Woodruff. So he gets thrown at it in the fifth inning, comes in for the sixth. Pitches well on the six, kind of uses that. And you know Woodruff wanted to hit a home run. I mean, how good did the home run probably feel for Wilson Contreras? And I'm sure that Woodruff wanted to do the same off Tapera. So interesting stuff there. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. You can tweet us 1250 AM The Fan. Some of you are calling in and you're not getting past Sam. What's the deal?
Well, one wasn't even talking about Cubs and Brewers. It was, you know, what's the one guy who calls in and is like, I'm not getting a mask. I'm not getting a vaccination.
Alan?
I don't think it was Alan, but similar to Alan. And then the other one was like, I'll bring it up for him because he didn't want to get on the air. But
wait. Why are we talking about mask?
Dude, he called in and was like, I don't know why they're moving it to Colorado. Who's talking about the All-Star game? Just completely off
today?
Topic.
Today?
Yeah. Completely off topic. But our other caller who didn't want to get on the air.
And you have to sit there and talk to him?
I tried being like, I got to go. But he just kept on going and going and going and going. It's like, all right.
Just hang up.
Yeah. But our other caller who didn't want to get on the air brought up a good point, is that Contreras was almost checking his swing.
Oh, but yeah.
It did hit him.
Yeah.
So it's he's like Rizzo, you know, on the right side of the plate. You know, he crowds the plate so much that there's little to no room if you do want to pitch high and inside, which you do have to with this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he crowds the plate, so he's going to get hit. He crowds the plate, so he's going to get – I understand that he's mad. I don't want to get hit with a baseball at all. I don't want to do that. And especially maybe this whole thing is different if Devin Williams doesn't hit him in the helmet.
Right.
Which was not on purpose. But it still happened. And I get that you're going to be upset about that, because I'm sure Contreras has rationed with himself, all right, if I'm going to get hit, I'm going to get hit. But I don't think he ever thought I'm going to get beamed in the skull with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball.
That's just so dumb because, you know, the Brewers, they're trying to just go on and just play the game. And unfortunately, it keeps not happening. The Cubs are just, you know, keep kind of instigating it again.
Yeah, I do feel like this should be over with. Now, all right, now Contreras homered. The Cubs won, should be over with. This should be done. You got it out of your system. You won the game. Good for you. I don't want to see the Cubs throwing at the Brewers anymore. I don't want to see the Brewers throwing at the Cubs.
Oh, we can't afford to today with Corbin on the mound, too.
Yeah, we'll get no run support.
Right. Well, I mean, Corbin can't really risk it.
No.
I just hope this doesn't turn into the, Michael Brasso or Aldis Chapman thing from last year. Where the Yankees and Rays, they've been going at it since like 2 years ago, and they're still throwing at each other, even the last series they just played over this weekend. I mean, once you get to the point where, you know, Chapman's throwing at guys over their head, that's where it gets really scary.
Yeah, I don't want to get to that point. I think Tapera throwing, you know, behind Woodruff, sending a message that didn't need to be sent. Council not pleased with that.
I don't worry about the closeness of the games. I mean, that's how they're supposed to be, but – you know, throwing like a pitch like that concerns me. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just no need for it. And Council, I'm like 99.999% sure he's not a manager that wants this to continue.
No,
he doesn't want to throw at guys. He doesn't want to injure guys. Yeah. He's not looking to send a message. Council's looking to win ball games. And if this Brewers team is as analytically driven as we think they are, putting a guy on base for free is not good analytics.
Right. And do you think if they, you know, in that same inning, if it's not Woodruff, if they plunk, you know, like a Daniel Robertson in the back or something, you know, Robertson probably just goes to first and nobody really says anything. It's like, all right, this is still going on. We'll live with it. And, you know, there's not as big of a scrum as there is after the Woodruff incident.
Yeah, throwing at the pitcher is a huge mistake. It's a huge mistake. You just can't. You can't do it. If they throw at somebody else, but Wilson Contreras admitted that afterwards, that we should have thrown at somebody else. We shouldn't have thrown at the pitcher. Well, how about you don't throw at guys at all? This whole throwing at guys thing. Baseball's trying to completely change what baseball is. Limit here, time here, 7-inning doubleheader this, the neighborhood play's gone because instant replay get you down to the second, to the millifraction. But hitting guys, let's just keep plunking guys. There's just not a need for it in today's game. There never has been. You don't need to send a message. The message that you send is the home run. Wilson Contreras took Brent Suter deep, trotted around the bases, felt good for him. That's the message.
Over. Done.
It's done. This is done. Whoever tries to make this continue today, if it does, mistake on them. If it's the Brewers, but they're not going to do it.
No, the way they win, the way they get karma back is if, you know, they take the series. And then, you know, come All-Star break and all that, the Cubs are already shipping off their players.
Yeah, the Brewers want to win. Craig Counsell, there's no discussion, I'm telling you this. There's no discussion today in the Brewers clubhouse about what guy do we hit? When do we best hit a guy? How do we retaliate from Woodruff? Now, if a pitcher goes rogue, but I don't see Corbin Burnes going rogue. And he's on the hill today.
Oh, you know who should if they do? Just put Lindblom in.
You do not like Josh Lindblom.
I don't like Lindblom. I don't like Lauer. Not afraid to admit it.
All right. If they pull up, if Lauer's up today, because he's at the alternate site, then you know someone's getting hit. It's bringing in that enforcer. But Burnes isn't going to give. I mean, you don't want to give away a base runner. That's not what they're going to do. So, again, this is so stupid. I mean, it's also stupid. But it is Brewers-Cubs, and tensions are high. Tensions are high because these games are always close. You might get a lopsided one here and there, but for the most part, you got a Brewers-Cubs game. It's going to be a 1-2 run game, and it's going to go deep into the game. And you can belittle the rivalry all you want, but look at where we're at right now. I mean, Brewers-Cubs, things are boiling over. I would think that because Craig Counsell is not the kind of manager to retaliate, I would think, because I don't see Corbin Burnes as that kind of pitcher either, things will be de-escalated today, at least on the Brewers' side. Now it's up to the Cubs to follow through. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz. Wilson Contreras probably should have never got that home run. A lot of people questioning why Brent Suter was the pitcher of record at the time. I think the answer might be simple. The bullpen's just not very good right now. We'll talk about that coming up.
There's not much to say on the situation. It's just, I'm over it. It's, I guess I understand. I mean, our pitching staff has hit him a couple of times, and that's, you know, I'm just trying to do my job as a pitcher, and I feel like I have to pitch inside, and there was no intent, and you know, wasn't on purpose. So it is what it is. Just, you know, just part of it.
Brandon Woodruff just like befuddled that this is even happening. It sounds like Brandon Woodruff and the Brewers fall to the Chicago Cubs last night, 3-2. Wilson Contreras gets hit and then hits the home run. Cubs fans are going to rally around the Bally Sport Wisconsin call of the home run, where Bill Schroeder in the call says, "That's unbelievable. That kind of showmanship you don't see much, but this is about as bad as it gets." So they're going to make fun of Brewers announcers all day. I mean, Wilson Contreras rounds the bases, shushes the fans, and really, like I said, pimps it out. And again, I can't be mad at him for that, because while I do hate that he was doing it, I hate that he was doing it because I would do that. So yeah. When a team I hate does something that I would do, it's hard to hate.
Right. Like, I hate the fact that I had to watch it, but at the same time, like, I want baseball to be fun for those who don't enjoy baseball, and we got to stop doing this with the Fernando Tatis stuff and when Ronald Acuna wears a big chain. So,
yeah,
maybe I get it, but maybe tone it down a little bit.
Ian tweeted in, "I would army crawl around the bases if I was Contreras to send the message." Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, that had to feel good for him. So good for him. Now, after the game, he admitted that the team threw at Woodruff, which it's got to get some. There's got to be some suspensions levied here. And Tapera could have got thrown out to begin with, but they warn everybody. Now, one team does something, so what do umpires do now? You warn both teams. Just warn the Cubs, man. Brewers didn't do anything. Contreras was crowding the plate, and you hit him. So that's what we talk about today. It's juicy. This game, this rivalry, this series got very juicy again. You look at some of the rivalries across the league right now. I think this one's simmering maybe the most. You know, there's brawls. I think Reds Cardinals has heated up a little bit. Cardinals, anybody really, has heated up. But the Brewers and Cubs are very interesting because the Cubs always say, the Brewers, you're not our rival. You're not. It's the Cardinals. And they've got a longer history and there's more hatred there. And the Brewers say, well, you know, we had the Twins, I guess, but it's kind of you guys now. And the Cubs are like, we're telling you, it's not us. We don't care about you. That's what Cubs fans always do. They say, we don't care about you. Brewers fans, it's so cute that you try. We don't care about you. And then they play, and then they clearly do. You can have two rivals, Chicago. Like the Bears and the Vikings. Yeah, we don't like either of them. Now, I'm going to say that I hate the Vikings more. But man, I'm not going to pretend like I don't get charged up about a Bears game. Bears beat my beloved Packers on Brett Favre night on Thanksgiving. I was sad. I was mad. You can have more than one rival. The game itself, just three hits for the crew, so their offensive firepower has died down a little bit. You know, I probably jinxed them in my head because I was thinking it was a three-game winning streak the Brewers were having. And at one point during the game, I thought they were going to win this game. And I thought, man, we're going to win four in a row. That's going to be cool. And it's like, when are we going to lose again? When are we ever going to lose again? Not thinking that in baseball, you're going to lose probably at least 80 times.
As Chase Claypool would say, losing, never heard of her.
never heard of her. 414-799-1250. You guys can chime in on this game. The Brewers-Cubs rivalry, where it's at. If you think I'm off base, perhaps, with the Wilson Contreras situation. I think the guy crowds the plate. He's going to get hit. He played the victim, but then he got the home run, had to feel good. Let's end it. Let's end it right there, right now. Woodruff pitched pretty well. Again, another good starting outing for one of their pitchers. Six innings, just three hits, one earned, and strikes out six. He goes 95 pitches. So last couple of starts he had, you're thinking, all right, is he going to touch 100 at all? Because they kind of kept him in the 70-80 range. Gets up to 95. Looked very good out there. Made the one mistake. And really, hardly that. I mean, he pitched pretty well. Now, you wondered how he was going to pitch in the sixth inning, because in the fifth inning is when he got thrown at. But again, he was able to stay poised, Craig Counsell.
You know, use it to your advantage, and I thought that's how what he did. He went out there and he was completely locked in. And like I said, I thought that was probably his best inning of the night. So, you know, when you're at the end of your night and in the 90s with pitches early in the season, having an inning like that's really impressive.
So he had a good line, win 95 pitches. Counsell also said he didn't feel like Woodruff ever got into a groove in this one, but he still had a very good game. I mean, look at the stat line again. Six innings, just three hits, and the six strikeouts. But the Brewers, I thought the big story was going to be Luis Urias is how you say that name. I'm totally aware of that now, and I won't ever screw it up again. But this is a guy who has been struggling. Thank you. Guy's been struggling, and then they trade Arcia, and they're struggling still. And you're thinking, are you going to use this opportunity to your advantage, or are you gonna falter? Now, he's still on the season. The guy's a 133 hitter, very short sample size. But the last couple of games, he has shown more signs of life. He had the big double down the left field line that scored three on Monday. And then last night, what was impressive wasn't just the home run, but he also got on base three more times via walks. So great plate discipline from Urias. So good stuff to see out of him last night. But then again, the Brewers do fall because of the Contreras homer. Now, after Woodruff, Counsell went with Brad Boxberger. And in a one-run game, he went with Brent Suter. And you're thinking, if you're going to go in the bullpen, one-run game, Brent Suter is he the kind of guy that should be in there in a one-run game? Here's why Craig Counsell did what he did.
Yeah, I mean, it was just the way the game worked today. I mean, seventh inning, eighth inning, he was going to have one of those innings. You know, Box took the bottom of the lineup, and Suter had guys that took the top of the lineup. So, you know, it's the nature of just how games have sequenced in the last 4 or 5 days is that was a one-inning appearance for Brent, and he was the right guy for it.
So, who were the other options? Hader wasn't going to come in there. Devin Williams, that would be a nice spot for him, but he has not been performing well in even low-leverage situations, and he just pitched the other night. Josh Lindblom, would you rather have Josh Lindblom in there over Suter? Probably not. Rasmussen's been struggling. You could put Fireisen in there. He's been pitching a lot. Maybe Perdomo. Maybe you give him a shot earlier. But these are guys in the bullpen. You got to use them all. And the way that it's going to be laid out throughout the season is some guys are going to be less available than others. I don't have a problem with Suter being in there. You got to trust Suter. You got to trust all these guys in your bullpen. So I don't have a problem with Suter in there. If Suter gets out of the inning, you think, oh, good move putting in Suter. And then if Suter gives up the home run, you think, oh, bad move giving up Suter, putting in Suter. So I don't necessarily have a problem with how things played out in the bullpen last night. But the Brewers do lose. Now, they did also not, I should mention this, face Kyle Hendricks. Kyle Hendricks scratched before this game with an illness, and they're saying non-COVID, which there is some COVID. I don't know the proper way to say this. Is running through the Cubs locker room a little bit. Their bullpen coach, their pitching coach, got tested positive. And so a couple of relievers are close contact, not pitching. So you wonder, did it spread to Hendricks? But I don't know. And then if it spread to Hendricks, we're still not behind this is the thing. There's still going to be guys that pop up. Now the Brewers, I know most of their players got vaccinated. Or at least got the first shot. You see the commercial during the games. I mean, that'll be a nice thing. If these guys get vaccinated, we'll have to, like, not worry about it as much. If one guy gets it, then it doesn't mean nine guys are going to get it. Like when St. Louis was here. Like, what's happening? There's a hockey team, and I forget because I'm terrible. I think it's the Canucks. Had 27 people within the last couple of weeks, players and coaches. With a strain of COVID through their system. So that's where the Brewers are at right now. They fall to 6-5. The rubber match is today between the two squads. Corbin Burnes will be on the hill. I believe they're still going with Arrieta today. I haven't seen anything on this, Sam. I don't know if you have. If Hendricks is able to pitch and they're going to move him back. I think it's still Arrieta.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's still Jake Arrieta.
We'll keep you posted on that throughout the day. The game's at 12:40. It is home, so you can go. And we will likely have the lineups before we are out of here today at 10 a.m. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Christian Yelich also not in this game. I expect him to not play today again, have the off day, and then play on Friday. With them putting Wong on the injured list, not doing it to Shaw. Shaw doesn't need any time off. Not putting Yelich on. That's what I'm thinking. Although now if Lorenzo Cain is hurt, because he got hurt on the bases, do they need to push Yelich a little further? I think the plan might have been series off day, see what you're doing on Friday with the back tightness. But now Lorenzo Cain's hurt. Yeah, you could start McKinney. You still have enough outfielders, but now all of a sudden you thought you had four guys for three spots. Now you're struggling to get a healthy outfield. So we'll see what happens there. 414-799-1250. We trust Yelich, but after that, who? We'll talk to you guys about that. And also, the Milwaukee Bucks in action today. It's a 3:30 tip, so do be aware of that. They are planning to work out a guy that is a Bucks killer, although he hasn't been a Bucks killer for like 10 years. We'll bring that up as well. Bart Winkler, Sam Schmitz on the Fan.
Runner at first, two away for Urias.
Still putting that work in early with Andy Haynes today. Worked for about an hour and a half yesterday with Haynes before the game, and it paid off with a three-run double.
Yeah, big shot of confidence for him yesterday.
Now he drives one deep left. Back on it. Peterson. Urias has gone deep. 2-0 Brewers.
Jeff Levering on the call. Bally Sport, Wisconsin. I believe it will be Levering and Rock again today if you're watching on TV. BA on the late night TNT broadcast last night. And we were talking this about this a little bit yesterday. We're getting more BA than we normally would this time of year, because normally he'd be doing NBA, he'd be traveling. But the NBA game he called last night, he just called it from his basement. He's got like a little closet, he says, that he calls these games out of. So I do wonder, like, the game didn't start till 9 o'clock our time. How much was he prepping for that game? How much was he, like, into the Brewers watching? Because the Woodruff, the Contreras stuff, it all went down, like, right before his tip time. So I'm just kind of wondering. Well, I think we'll get in touch with BA.
I'm just wondering if we can give Rock his own mute button.
Not into Rock?
Well, I like Rock, but can we get him his own mute button so I don't have to listen to him?
Oh, still sniffling? Yeah. Yeah, Rock, I've come around on. I really do like Rock. I like what he brings, but he is sniffing a lot still.
Literally the only broadcast where I hear somebody, I get it, like, can we do something about it? Just stop, like.
Well, you either need to embrace it or eliminate it. Like when Horvat's got allergies, he don't care. I mean, he just does his updates and says, from the master.
I don't know. Horvat's a different breed in a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, Rock's not going to be like, oh, I got allergies, guys.
I was surprised when, you know, the Contreras home run, I was surprised, like, that's not a good way to pimp that home run.
Well, I hope he's okay. It's got to be allergies for him, right?
Yeah, like I said, I like Rock, but, you know, it's very distracting.
Those of you suffering with allergies, you know, when the weather's wild like this, although it's going to be consistent because you tune in for your weather report here, I know. It's going to be consistent for the next couple of weeks. Not super sunny, not super warm. There was some snow in parts of Wisconsin last night, so I also have to mention that for reasons I'm still not aware of. Christian Yelich not in last night's game. Will he play today? I don't expect it, but we'll see. We're throwing up a question on social media today and one that we'll talk about throughout the show outside of Yelich. So Yelich is one. And you trust him. Who's the Brewers' second best offensive guy? If Yelich isn't up in the spot, who do you want up in that spot? Right now, I mean, Billy McKinney, 0 for 3 yesterday, but he's the first guy I named. That's probably, that tells you where this is going. Billy McKinney's the first guy I named. Kane's hit a couple of home runs, not hitting consistently. Hira's been struggling. I think Travis Shaw at this point, maybe. I don't trust Jackie Bradley Jr. at the plate right now to get on base at all. I would say right now, the guy that I feel the second best about is Omar Narvaez.
Yeah, that's kind of why I wanted to talk about this.
Is that where you're at?
I mean, it's either Shaw or Narvaez.
Maybe Garcia.
Yeah, but Avi, man.
Well, he's not hitting over 220.
Well, Avi, it's like either has a good game or a bad game. It's no, you know, not like 1-for-4 every other day and stuff like that. It's either, you know, 2-for-4 or nothing. So that's why I want to talk about this, because like going into the season, you know, everybody's saying, well, it should be Keston. But we've seen even when Keston, you know, can get it right, he's still going to strike out here and there. So I don't know. I just feel like as a whole, you know, I like Narvaez. I like Shaw. I think Narvaez can maybe hopefully compete for a Silver Slugger. That'd be neat to see. But if those two guys are right now your second best options on offense, I mean, what does that kind of say about the offense as a whole?
When Colton Wong is back, do you put him in this category? I mean, if you're going to trust a guy to get a base hit after Yelich right now, I think, yeah, right now I'd go Yelich. Who would I want? Yelich?
I'm going Narvaez second.
I'm Bill Schroedering.
I got you. So, I mean, Narvaez.
I just make fun of Bill Schroeder now.
Oh,
I told you there's something at the back of my throat last week.
I think somebody's got it voodooed all of you.
Yeah, what the hell? Oh.
But yeah, I mean, I don't think even when Colton Wong's healthy, I like Colton Wong, but I've seen him as a Cardinal too many times where he's made great decisions, great plays, but he's also made a handful of, you know, plays that want to kind of make you face palm, if that makes sense.
I would go Yelich, and then right now I'm going Narvaez, and then I'm going Shaw. So if I need guys in a big spot, I'm going Yelich, and we want to know who's your second guy. But I go Yelich, Narvaez, Shaw.
I'm in the same order.
We'll see what you guys say. Do chime in on that on social media, 1250 AM The Fan, Facebook, and Twitter. We will throw that off Horvy in our Horvat happy hour. We'll talk more Brewers-Cubs. This rivalry that everyone tries to pretend is not a rivalry, it's a rivalry. At least this week. More from him, more from you, more from Council, more from Sam, more from the scratch in the back of my throat, more from Jeff Levering, more from, has Jerry Kramer been on the station lately?
No.
More from Jerry Kramer?
More from probably Aaron Rodgers.
More from Aaron Rodgers? Oh, yeah. I will play a video of him and Shailene Woodley later today.
I'll be taking my headphones off every time.
That'll be the 8 o'clock hour. Stick around.